I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. We recently spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. We talked about several of the key agenda items, including the start of the meeting with some presentations. Here's more on that with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
Well, the two presentations for Monday night is one of the regular committees, the Planning Commission, will present their annual report. And UP Health System, the Duke LifePoint people will be there for an update to the commission. They do that once a month or so to kind of give the commission an idea how they're doing, what's going on.
Yeah, Planning Commission in particular is one of those fairly important little groups that comes together to help give the commission and the city some direction on some programs and projects and ideas to work on.
That's correct. They are one of those committees, or one of our committees, that works very hard. I mean, they have a lot to do. It's very important, and it takes a certain mindset that a lot of people really don't have.
Well, it does, you know, planning commission. You are planning future development in the city, and that is very important. So, you know, good to hear from that particular group that they can give you an update on what they're working on.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other items on the agenda. When we look at the unfinished business portion of the agenda, you're going to be basically getting into the municipal service bonds that have been out there, and that's some good news with that.
That's correct. As part of our ongoing Duke LifePoint process, we have an outstanding bond on the current service center that needs to be paid off in order to close that, sell that to DLP, and move on with our new service center. So there's an action there to pay off the municipal bond that is still out there for the old service center, and that's about $1.5 million left to pay on that.
So you'll be bringing that up to pay that off, so then you can move into the other funding for the project that will be moving the service center.
That is correct. And that money is coming from the sale of that property to Duke LifePoint.
It's an interesting process of how it works, where you take money from here, move it to there to pay for this, to move that and do this. It's kind of like if you are buying a home or something like that, you got to look at what you have. But the city's doing this on a much grander scale.
Oh, yeah. I'm learning a lot here as I go along. And, my own budget at home is like everybody else's, a few dollars here, a few dollars there. But now I'm spending millions, and it's kind of nice.
Under new business, some of the things going on here as well, including a public art task force, which with the arts and culture work that I'm doing, it's working on getting a task force together that's going to help develop some ordinances and plans for what public art will be in Marquette.
Yes, that's correct. As part of the arts and culture master plan that was approved by the commission in 2014, it was directed that we create this task force for the commission. And this action will authorize the city administration to gather names for people who might be interested or who have an interest in that process. And then at a future date, present that group to the commission for approval. The action will empower that group from that time on for 1 year to come up with a public art task or public art policy, an ordinance, actually, that will then be brought back to the commission a year from then and approved. And I think, and you can help me with this, Walt, the vision would be to create a policy where we have certain areas of town where there might be public art displays or public art.
It's basically a way of developing a actual ordinance that's on the books for the city to look at as a reference. For example, a developer wants to build some area, and that area may have a green space that says we're going to do something for the community. That what would be in there? It's not necessarily what would be in there, like the specific art projects, but it would give some guidelines in terms of what it could be, in terms of having, you know, if it's a sculpture, like what kind of things would be recommended or would be along those lines, giving some guideline and direction on those kinds of projects and possible funding for it as well.
Right.
A couple of other things with that is updating economic development plan for the profile, and then some DNR grant applications there that are under.
Yeah, the business. Economic development plan. We had paid a group to develop a plan for us in 2013. It's was never officially adopted, and by charter we have to adopt an economic development plan. And what this action will do is will be to authorize some money to update that 2013 plan so it's current. A lot of things have changed since then. And then we can move ahead with developing that plan and then presenting it to the commission in the near future for approval. Mm-hmm. The DNR grant is to upgrade the tennis courts and some of the ADA accessibility parts of the Williams Park. That's been kind of a phased-in plan.
And Williams Park is located on what side of town?
It's on Ohio Street. Uh-huh. It's yes. Across from Marisa.
Gotcha. Where the tennis courts are on that side of town. Yeah,
right.
Over by the old school. Yeah.
The nice thing about this particular grant is that it's a DNR grant, but the match is going to be made by the local tennis association.
Oh, so okay.
So there's no city dollars involved here, which is very nice, and I thank them for that.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.